Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, only not your host today. I am excited as I am introducing one of our latest and newest radio show hosts to Women Lead Radio. So we're doing things a little topsy-turvy today, but I'm delighted to say that our leading lady, who will forever forward be one of our radio show hosts, I'm delighted to introduce Donna Netwig, who is the founder of Netwig Co., and we are going to be talking today about her new radio show called Women on the Journey, Tales from the Trenches. So Donna, as our leading lady today, say hello to all of our listeners.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here and really excited about this. Happy to be part of CWI and the Women Lead Radio, my new adventure.
Well, we're excited to welcome you aboard the women, you know, Women Lead Radio host family. And, you know, we're international in scope now, which we get really excited about, that we have listeners throughout the U.S. and, you know, abroad, which is crazy, as a Southern California radio show. But, you know, I wanted to kind of kick things off and say, you know, Women on the Journey, Tales from the Trenches. What for you was kind of the inspiration of this show theme? Like, what's Women on the Journey and Tales from the Trenches going to be about? Can you share?
Well, so let me start. I've been an entrepreneur most of my life, and I think what's led me in this direction is the first few years I was the only woman-owned agency in New England, marketing and sales agency. So the first 2 to 5 years was a real struggle because I didn't have anybody to reach out to. I didn't know how to reach out, and I had nobody to give me support. And so I don't want other women to do that. And what I have found in this day and age, there are so many people that are listening to movie stars, celebrities, all these big billionaires and millionaires, and I want to support women that were like me. You know, it's the old, our mess is our message, you know. And so I don't want people to just be lost in that. You can save so much time if we just support each other in what I call success teams, you know, build our own success teams. And it really shouldn't be family or someone really close, because they get so scared for you when you're thinking about changes and whether those changes are in the corporate world or as an entrepreneur.
I like that. So, I mean, if I'm hearing you right, then you're going to be, you know, really interviewing women who are entrepreneurs. I know you and I have talked, so you kind of have used the term real women. I mean, we're talking, you know, not the Hollywood people, but, you know, give me some idea of some of the types of women you're thinking of interviewing as entrepreneurs. So it's like, are they, you know, different industries, specific industries, types of businesses, what type of woman, you know? I mean, a little more details if you don't mind. I'm plucking the information out of you, Donna, to get our listeners excited about what's coming down the road.
Well, I really want to interview women that are more towards the beginning of maybe starting a new business, in the middle, and really have a strong footing already, but have not been sitting and grounded in huge success for a long period of time. I think I want the freshness of the conversation. So I would want to be interviewing women that could talk about, you know, what are the surprises in the first couple of years? Because there's always surprises,
mm-hmm.
and particularly if you're coming from the corporate world, it's a whole different mindset, and that transition can be puzzling and a little confusing. Yeah.
Well, plus frustrating. I mean, I remember, you know, the first couple of years I started my business when I left banking, and it was like, you know, everybody has all the advice they can give you. You know, you must, the musts, I call them the musts, like you must write
right.
a business plan. You must have insurance. You must have a business license. And, you know, if you talk to a lot of entrepreneurs, I mean, I've learned along the way, it's like most entrepreneurs have shared with me, it's like, you know, you get stuff as you need it. It's like, but I'm curious what your thoughts are on the must. You know, like, you know, does a startup entrepreneur need a business plan? Do they need to do all the stuff that everybody says you must do? It's like, do you have any opinion on that? Which I know you have a lot of opinions, which
Boy.
Is a good thing. That's what I love about you, right?
So it's about, you know, it's the shoulds. It's the old stop shoulding on yourself, right? I love the best
yes.
story is I worked with a woman who, the ultimate entrepreneur, and she ended up with really brick and mortar and was doing online with one store. And her husband was starting a new business at the exact same time, and he did what you call all the musts. So he took the time with the business plan and did everything. She just leased a space and started going. And at the end of one
wow.
year, she had created $174,000 in, you know, sales, and he hadn't done anything yet. He was still getting ready.
He was doing all the shits.
He was, yes. So it's like, I'm a true believer in imperfect action. Start moving. What you need will become very obvious as you go along. I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to do a business plan. I just don't believe anything is required, because always the most important thing is, you know, that action, getting out there. I always say you can have the most important and fabulous business on the planet, but if nobody knows you exist, it's not a business. So I always try to stress, you know, authentically get out there and spread the word.
I like that. Well, one of the things I love about you, I'm going to tell all of our listeners, and you have your own term for it, but, you know, you're going to have a lot of Donna tips and quips. I mean, you just roll off of some of these little slices of advice that I hang on. I mean, that's what I'm really excited about, having our listeners hear from you. If you want to be a better entrepreneur, it's like you got to listen to Donna. But you know, I do want to talk a lot actually about you and your background, because you're very passionate about women entrepreneurs. You yourself, if I'm understanding right, I want you to share with our listeners. I mean, you have been an entrepreneur forever. And what I love most, and I want to hear about your story, is you're not like, you know, I mean, but there's book read and there's like, you know, actual experience. And to me, what's going to be amazing about you and your show is you have been an entrepreneur for so long, and you've experienced it. So you can share with your, you know, clients and your listeners that it's like, this is what you've learned along the way as well. But tell us a little bit about just the longevity of your, you know, entrepreneurship journey.
Well, I always felt like there was no option for me. I had to be an entrepreneur. I just didn't ever feel like a corporate person. And nor did I really think that they wanted me. But I also was very defined when I started on this little journey. In a way, I was an accidental entrepreneur. I had, in my 20s, had a small business for 1 year, and then I moved to the East Coast and started from total scratch. That's why I always say I'm a cliff diver. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have a job, and I didn't have any money. And I discovered this little niche in sales and marketing, and I just started the job and started to find my way. And I always said, the first day I sat there in my little desk, and I said, I already have a name for a book, because I had $38 in my savings account. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that's why I call myself a cliff diver, because it's like I just have
resistance. Because you're on the cliff.
Yeah, always, yeah. You know, and I well, and then I jump, and it's like, is you know, I jump into the lake, and then I go, oh, I wonder if I know how to swim, right? So I just started from that and learned everything the hard way. But what I decided from the very get-go, which I think is really important, I knew how big I wanted to grow. I knew I never wanted to be a $10 million business or bigger because that's not who I am. I don't want to manage. I find business very creative. And I also wanted to build a more relationship. So I started putting one foot in front of the other and ultimately grew it to a $6 million business and became one of the top three agencies in New England.
Jeez. Okay, so that's pretty interesting for the fact you don't want to manage others. But what, you know, for you right now with entrepreneurs, you know, I mean, you're working with them one-on-one. Tell us a little bit about your scope of services and the type of women you interact with every day.
I work with women, and it doesn't matter whether it's a product or a service. I do lean to have more women with a service. And I do work on one-on-one. I also develop, I have several groups, you know, that are, I call one start, and it's really talking about strategy, tactics, and actions, and I really call them success groups, and I like to put in person no more than 8, because psychologically 8 is the ultimate number of work, learning, and collaborating, and really support each other and share information and help each other flourish, and finding that as important as making your own business flourish. So that's why I call them success groups. I think that's really important. There's so much online nowadays, but it's all formulaic. I don't believe in that. For businesses to succeed, they have to, as they say, be the differentiator, and you are that differentiator. You have to be authentic, and you have to work forward with your strengths unless you have unlimited funds and can hire people.
It's
like, but I find it fun. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, keep going. Yeah, you find it more fun. Fun is good. What's more fun?
Yeah, because it's creative. How do you get out and market and develop something when funds are, you know, at a limit and you have, and time is at the limit? So how do you develop what your values are, what your strengths are, and then narrow that focus down and move forward as fast as you can?
It's interesting. I was going to say, I call that word scrappy. It's like, you know, the scrappy way to build a business because you have no funding. It's like, you know, you make every dollar count, you know, and it's a tougher way to build a business, but is it? You know, I mean, I find businesses that have done it with outside funding have been fascinating to me how they've done it. And I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize. So
No.
So finish
That's
what
okay.
you were going to say, and I want to circle around.
Well, see, I've already gone to the next. It's like, so.
You're moving on? Okay, well,
let's
come back
funny.
To something. Yeah, let me lead you because it's like, you know, I think there's always things that entrepreneurs have that they struggle with the most in the beginning or as they build their quote kingdom. What do you see that especially women entrepreneurs struggle with the most as they look to make their mark, be relevant, you know, be significant? I didn't say make a million or multi-million. You know, it's about significance and making an impact. But what do you see most female entrepreneurs struggle with the most?
Well,
and what can they do about it?
Okay, just to finish that last thought, it is about getting out there, as you say, in that scrappy way to bring in some money. So then you can self-finance to get that additional help to bring on people or whatever you need to maybe pay for certain courses or whatever. The first thing I did was get an operations manager because I didn't want to do all of that. But you have to get out there and start it. What I find difficult for women, it is probably what I talk about the most, where I get the most friction is on sales and marketing because it is uncomfortable because of the definition, okay, we know we function on 95% subconscious behavior that is totally transparent to us. And we have this, in my mind, I believe women maybe more than men have this, image of what sales means, and all it is building relationships. And part of the reason my business grew, my last business, was because I maintain long-term relationships, and nobody else in the field was doing that. You know, they were chasing the money rather than the long-term. It's not about what's going to happen next quarter. It's about what's happening in the long run, you know, what is the big picture? What is the goal, right? And so to get them through their way of redefining what it really means and how they can do it in a way that's most comfortable to them and finding their confidence in that arena by just taking baby steps, you know, and breaking it down.
Just one step at a time. How interesting. You know, I do think that business has really changed under sales and marketing. And, you know, nobody ever grows up and says, I want to be a salesperson, right? Most owners are the, you know, technicians of what they like to do. I mean, what are they passionate about? They provide the service or make the product or produce the project, whatever they do in business. I'm curious, you know, for you, like what would be maybe three pieces of advice that you would give entrepreneurs that are either out there and thinking, gosh, you know, I'm not making enough, I'm not good enough, or I'm struggling, that you might give them as just kind of your top tips, if you will, because you've got so many, and now I'm putting you on the spot, but I know you have so many. Maybe you could share three things that you say, hey, or here's my Donna advice to you.
Well, I have to laugh because I do think being an entrepreneur is like wearing a mood ring, and we all feel like that all the time. We lose confidence. We, you know, we feel, you know, what am I doing? Insecure and everything. It just goes up and down. And so, you know, one of the basic things is this is so simple, but it's like be comfortable with the chaos. Be comfortable with the mess. It's going to be the first year or two, because what happens is your business starts telling you what it is, and it's going to change those first year or two. 9 times out of 10 it will change, because you're trying to find that sweet spot of what you want to do as a business, what your skills are, and what people want. And so there's a lot of that's a crooked road, and you just have to flow with it. So embrace it. We're all imperfect, and that's our charm. So embrace that. Find your strength and the words to be as clear as possible to express it. And at the very beginning, it has to be you. Even if you have enough money to hire someone to go out in sales, no one can express the significance that your business has and what you're trying to bring to market or to the people. No one can express it like you can at the very beginning. And then through that flexibility and clarifying those words, then maybe down the road you can bring on somebody. But finding your confidence, the more you do something, the easier it gets. So just, again, I go back to breaking it down to something that you can do that is in your strength-based arena, and then expanding on that.
I love that. I mean, I think there's so many things, if I can say, I mean, I could probably make up an easier list of what not to do than all the things you should do in business, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's always that list. Don't do this, don't do that. You know, we've experienced this stuff. But
you can find clarity in that, too. Knowing what
I think so, because it's easier to say what not to do. But I'm curious from your journey. I mean, this is what I love, that you're not somebody telling someone how to kind of do things without, you know, you've experienced it yourself. But, you know, and I'm willing to share as well. But what, you know, if you don't mind, what have been maybe two of the hardest lessons that, you know, kind of kicked you on your butt, you know, as you built your business? Because I find every time I have something that is uncomfortable or I'm struggling through it, I know that when the breakthrough comes, it's that's a next level kind of thing, you know, and at every stage of business, we all experience it. And I'm starting to get more comfortable with the uncomfortable, like you said. But what have been maybe two of your biggest lessons that you learned either the hard way or through struggle of how to be, you know, more successful?
That's such a great question, because the brain wants to go to the simpler things, but
right.
One of the things that people don't talk a lot about, I don't think I'm unique as being kind of a serial entrepreneur. When you shift from, so this is my third business, basically, almost my fourth. And when you shift to another industry or another world, it really is starting over in a whole new arena. So you carry over some of the learnings, but not nearly as much as you think you're going to. I guess what I'm trying to say, there are certain foundational things in starting a business that everybody needs to do, but it also has to be more flexible for whatever the business is and whoever you are in that combination. So expect to be more patient than you want to be. How's that? You know, that's what I'm saying at the very bottom of that line. You know, be patient with the movement forward and be patient with yourself. Don't have that expectation that now I know this, it's going to be an easy flow. I think that
right.
was a big lesson. You just start again in the trenches, savvier, but still from the beginning. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it totally does. And yeah. But, you know, everybody has their own experience in building a business. I mean, the one big thing I would say to every female entrepreneur, if I can toss in, because, you know, I'm always not opinionated or anything, is I feel like, you know, we all need to surround ourselves with people that are in you know, like peers. You know, I mean, there's nothing. I know you said you talk about your success circles. I think that's so powerful, because one of the things, too, that I learned in starting my business was that, you know, I just thought, man, I was going to take my 401k plan and I was going to go out there and just kill it, you know. Mm-hmm. And what I found for me as a people person, that it was so frustrating because the walls didn't talk back. I mean, I could, you know, my little home office, it's like trying to do things. This was in the fax machine days. This tells you how old I am. But I just remember the walls didn't talk back, and I needed to build and find community. And I needed
yes.
to find other people that I could have conversations with and learn from, you know, because I was seeking, you know, conversations, not always to be, quote, consulted with, but to find out how other people, you know, made it or, you know, like learn from it, I guess, were the two things. Because we're going to make mistakes, and it's like I'm just hoping, you know, for everybody as our listeners, it's not the mistake that – you know, you need to make mistakes, because once you make the mistakes, you know how
right.
to shift and pivot and tweak things. So at any rate, I want to talk a little bit about the last few minutes here about your radio show in a little more detail and just say, you know, for you, it's like, what are you hoping is going to be the impact from the show? Like, what do you hope happens as a result of people listening to your show with the Women on the Journey, Tales from the Trenches?
Well, mostly I think inspiration in a more practical way. I really want to be able to have people embody the fact that as women, we all flourish together. I'm concerned, like elite B-school graduates, as of 2017, women are making less than men, and it's at a bigger disparity than it was in 2000. So what's that about? And so I think, as women, we really need to understand we flourish together. We all need to reach out and pull up other women, and we need to ask, share, and actually support automatically other women and just let it be. And I want the topics to build that confidence and that learning to help support women, supporting women. How's that?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's great, and I'm excited about the show. It does, it does. And, you know, for our listeners, why don't, you know, just because we want to give you a chance, like if any of our listeners want to contact you, ask questions, reach out, you know, I know you do like quite a bit of one-on-one consulting and coaching work with female entrepreneurs. Give us an idea of how you want people to reach you.
Well, you can go to my website, which is, you know, www.netwig.com, or just send me an email, which I do like keeping it simple, at donna@netwig.com.
There you go. And we'll have a link to your website on our show page, so that's awesome. You know, a couple minutes left, Donna. It's like, what is something you want to share with our listeners that I haven't asked? Any ideas, or are we good?
Live in the questions. You know, I think the brain is an interesting thing, and it starts wanting to solve questions as soon as you ask them. So whenever you think of something or say something to yourself, being mean to yourself, nice to yourself, or see yourself in an environment, ask yourself, what do I really feel? What do I really want? What do I really need? Why do I think this is true? And that's how you can dig deeper. I always say business is the ultimate in personal growth and development. It pushes more buttons than any relationship ever. So it all comes hand in hand,
so
personal development and business growth, yeah.
It is that. It is that. And I know you're just a wealth of information. I mean, every time I talk to you, I'm like, I'm going to challenge you because you know you need to do a book on some of these Donna-isms that you have, which I absolutely love. So, So I'm going to ask my power question. We're almost at a point where we need to wrap up here. The show goes fast. I'm telling you, a half-hour show. When is your first show, Donna? Do you remember the date? Because it's going to come up, I think,
it's
in August.
July 29th.
Or is it coming up before the...
I think
July
29th.
And any idea of who you're thinking of interviewing for that? Can you kind of whet our appetites on who you might be looking at that we might be hearing about with you kicking off your first show?
I would love to be able to do that, but I'm still in the searching portion of that. I have certain things in mind, and I think I really do want to go with that, you know, beginning, middle, and end. So I think I want to talk with someone that are earlier on in their business, you know, the first year to 4 years.
Yeah.
And I'd like to have a woman founder discussing, here's where I am right now, and this is what's happening. I think that could be really informative.
Cool. Well, if you ever want somebody to come in and talk about all the things not to do in business, I'm your girl, because I have a... I have a list that's 1,000 miles long, but I'm just laughing.
Yeah.
You know, here's my last question to you, and I think I shared this with you. I always ask on my show, it's like I ask my guest, it's like, what's one thing, if you had to pick one thing that you feel you can leave us with that would be inspirational or just full of positivity somehow, what would that be? And that will be the end of our show, my dear. What's one thing that you can leave us with?
Well, I think it is that we are all in this together, and learn to trust yourself. You know, we always, especially as women, are always doubting ourselves. Our instincts are there. Trust them, believe in them, and listen if you're not yet. And we can do anything.
Woo! That's a drop the mic. That's called bam. I like that. I like that. Donna, I want to say thank you to you. I'm very excited about your journey with your Women on the Journey radio show that you will
Me
be coming
too,
out
thanks.
With as one of our new hosts. To our listeners, I want to say thank you to you that, oh my gosh, we love your loyalty. We're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. We're here Fridays at 2 p.m. And we are now international in scope. So we thank our international listeners for listening in. I just want to say to you, we'll be back again on Friday for another show. And one thing I always challenge each one of us as women to do is, what are you doing to empower and support other women? There's my question, Donna. Think about that. Everyone have a great 4th of July, and we'll see you on the next Women Lead Radio Show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.